Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby,
come
put that wheel in.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yeah, you know what it is. Hustle and Shine in the Morning, reporting live from the Brown and Krupa Studios. Brian B. Shining in the building.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 80 today, but it don't feel like it right now. It's currently 56 at Village West.
Hi-dee.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Tea Day?
I feel good. Woo! No, I feel excellent. National Tea Day? Like iced tea?
I mean, tea, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I love tea, you know? Get you some tea.
Yeah, I'm not
I ain't
a big,
breathing right.
I ain't a big tea person, but.
Oh, I am.
Give my mama good, loves it, though.
Oh, I do too. Lemon tea. Plenty of ice, plenty of lemon. We got plenty of show for you this morning, including Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Free legal advice at 750.
You know, we got them gas cards on hand, too. And TMG, they goes down into 23s. More celebs catch a private screening of the Michael Jackson biopic and drop some insiders. Tyrese gives Jack Harlow some advice. And was 1994 Mary J. Blige rude as hell?
Uh-oh, I can imagine.
We're going to talk more about it.
Especially with the blonde streak, Mary J. Blige. Y'all know nothing about that. Listen, man. Today, give me some street tacos. We just going to go with that.
Is, yeah.
Give me some flour tortillas, plenty of steak, plenty of onion, plenty of cheese, because it is
Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You cannot hope to notice everything in the complex, dynamic world around you. What you do notice is based largely on your expectations. You cannot possibly undertake every action that's available to you. Your expectations play a key role in the actions you do end up taking. If your performance somehow manages to exceed your expectations, you're likely to quickly adjust what you're doing to get yourself back in range. By the same token, when your performance comes in below your expectations, you'll make all sorts of changes to get it back in line. What you expect is, to a large degree, what you get. It's not magic, but based on awareness, feedback, and motivation. Your expectations serve as a filter through which you perceive and set the range within which you act. So it makes good sense to align your expectations with what you value in your world and aspire to in your life. Genuinely expect goodness and desirable, meaningful results. Through those expectations, you'll discover plenty of great opportunities, pushing yourself and arranging your life to fulfill them. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time. It's a high of 80. Currently, it is 56 at the landing. Soft Life. Who has that? Unfortunately, not many of us. But youngest daughter of rapper T.I. and singer Tiny Eris, she is living her best life. And while she was on live stream, she let the people know if they ain't cutting that check, she ain't got nothing to say.
What I want to be when I grow up, I don't got to go to college. So if I don't got to go to college, I'm not going to club. I'm not going to sing unless you pay me, bro.
And okay. She's just like her dad. Because remember when he got that bankruptcy money? He was like, I'm not doing no more shows. Because you don't have to.
I remember, but this is not, that ain't, I just.
What's the problem now?
Okay,
Talk to me.
It's just a young little baby. Like I just see her as a precious.
I think she's about ten. Yeah.
I just see her as a precious little princess. You know that? Okay, yes. Know your worth. You have authority. You have all of that because she's been doing a little thing with the other young lady. They got a little. You know.
She's been on a Miss Pat show. I believe she was on Broadway. She's done some big things.
But it's like that attitude ain't cute.
She's a 10-year-old, bro.
Okay, stop. You have to stop it early, D.
That's like,
you
not that. But what's the attitude? Her saying her. She was on live.
I'm not gonna sing unless you pay me, bro.
It's people on live asking her to sing.
Oh, and that's what it was?
I said she was on live stream.
Okay. So I thought that was just her making a random video. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, well, no, yeah, she was of
with
course,
you
yeah.
know with her homegirls, okay. and they were on live. And
thank
people
you
was,
for that.
People,
thank you for that.
People
context.
Just asking her
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be doing the same thing. Okay. Now, so yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you for clearing that up.
What about other cousins that like to get on live stream? Boxer Clarissa Shields. Now this time she shared a post because somebody online said that she has ugly girl syndrome.
I have get money syndrome. I don't bother nobody syndrome. Like, how can you say that I have some type of syndrome that you're talking about when I don't bother nobody? I wear what I want. I make my own money. I'm successful. I mind my f***ing business. And y'all steady come bothering me, but I'm the one that got... No.
Now, when Clarissa pull up and give you that 3-piece extra crispy, what you gonna do?
Boy, look.
You gonna do?
Y'all really shouldn't be messing with boxers. Like, because...
That's why people do it, because they want that lawsuit.
They think she's ugly? What are they talking about?
The thing about that, all of that's subjective. So we don't even need to get into that. But yeah, even then, leave these people alone.
Yeah. You know, people be taking notes on people who be talking online.
Oh, yeah.
Like the likes and all. Mm-hmm. They see y'all in person, man. Yeah,
they be like, wait, ain't that you? Darnell, ain't that you?
No, it's going to be a totally different story. Hey, what's up? How you doing? I always loved you.
Everybody probably has experienced somebody talking something online, or maybe you heard somebody say something, but when you saw them, they was trying to take a picture with you.
Of course.
They was trying to kick it with you. They was like, hey, let's take a picture, but wasn't you just...
Okay. That's how you.
You was just being Boosie online.
I wish you was walking to a boy.
It's like that one picture, B.
What picture? Let me know.
That one picture. I need more context.
like the first story we did.
I gave a lot of context in that story.
Yeah.
No, I gotta look for it. I thought it was on your page. It might still be up there.
Yeah, and I'm righteous with them hands. Talking about that hand game, yeah.
But yeah, it's just being Boosie and then, you know.
He gave him that 3-piece extra crispy.
Me shining. Can I get a pic, man? Please.
Well, you can't do nothing with me.
That please kill
I'm
me.
I'm gonna delete the bad stuff I said. But B, can I get a picture, please?
Let's go viral.
Just hit me.
Hey, it's your girl Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103 Gym.
You gotta remember, this is an extension of the classroom. This is education. This is something that helps young men become grown-ups and learn how to succeed in life. And if we're telling them, hey, you can move over here and play for this team and be successful, then what message are we sending them? So let's try and get back to where sports are not just a meal ticket to the next level, but maybe it's a learning opportunity also.
So that is a local coach talking about what happened at Lee Summit West, as some of those football coaches were dismissed following an internal investigation. So the head coach, an assistant coach, and a volunteer coach, they all were let go from the Lee Summit West High School football program. And they told parents that yesterday. Now, this dismissal follows an internal investigation that revealed multiple students enrolled at Lee Summit West used fraudulent leases and utility bills to attend school despite not living within the boundaries. So the district also self-reported its findings with the Missouri State High School Athletics Association, and they plan to fully cooperate with all expectations. And... you know, this isn't just singular to this school. This happens all the time. Mm-hmm. This happened, matter of fact, very common. Oh, it is. Matter of fact, this happened a lot when people were transferring out of Kansas City, Missouri school district back in the day when we lost accreditation in the early 2000s or so. Everybody was going. Now they going to Raytown. Now they going to Hickman. Now they going to Ruskin. Now they going to Lee Summit West or whatever. Now they going to Bishop Miege. Now, you know, they were finding all these different addresses all of a sudden to get out of 30. You live on 12th Street. You live on 35th Street. What you doing going to Raytown? You know, so this thing happens all the time. I don't know why Lee Summit West is the one that has to take the brunt of this particular investigation. Not sure what happened or what's going on, but I think it's unfair in a sense that they're the ones that singled out in this thing. Mm-hmm. But you know, it is what it is. Everybody doesn't do self investigations. Everybody doesn't do internal investigations. Mm-hmm. But just know, y'all, that is, you know, and it trickles down. It ain't just high school that we talking about either.
Oh yeah,
we talking about youth athletics, mm-hmm. and with NIL, name, image, likeliness becoming a thing. Yes. Y'all, let me tell y'all
it
something.
It might be some changes to high school sports that we might see in the next
absolutely coming years. Absolutely, D. Let me tell you why. Y'all, with NIL and these athletes, they are getting $1 million contracts at high school. Like, I'm talking about a freshman high school, 14 years old, because they see where this kid could go athletically and they want to, quote unquote, hop on the gravy train, mm-hmm. you know, before it explodes, before they can't afford to get on, before they miss the train, you know. So they want to invest in these kids now. That NIL stuff is trickling down, D.
It is.
It's trickling down bad. And now that, you know, athletics is coming to a point where you're not even going to have, can be involved unless you have a certain type of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is just a sign of the times of where we at in society with athletics.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? It's your boy YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103J.
A hot topic in the town that we've been talking about for a minute is the single shot liquor bottles, D. Now, the city announced on Friday that they adopted an amendment that removes the Midtown corridor from the list of retail alcohol impact areas. So on April 9th, you know, the city council passed the ordinance that places restrictions on certain quick consumption alcohol products in design areas. The initial ban designated the Blue Ridge Central Business District, Independence Ave, Midtown, and Prospect Avenue Southwest corridors as retail alcohol impact areas. Look, man, let's keep it real. I'm just going to keep it 100 a buck with y'all as a lifelong Kansas Cityan, as somebody who frequents these, not the businesses, but these places around the city.
Like, yeah, I just saw you down Independence Ave.
Well, I mean, Northeast is right there.
Yeah,
know what
that's
saying?
What I'm saying. So, yeah, see? Yeah.
But look, y'all, so I can go to Midtown, or I can go to somewhere on 31st Street, west of Truce, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And go get me some single shot alcohol joints.
Right.
Okay, I could get on back on the metro, or even I could just walk from Main Street to Linwood, from Main Street to Prospect. Mm-hmm. That ain't that long. That's like what, a mile and a half, 2 mile walk or something? I don't know, something like that. But my point is, y'all, to ban these things in certain parts of the city and not ban them in all parts of the city, it screams of... What word can I put? I don't know, dog. It, like, to have it in one part of town and not have it in another,
it defeats the purpose.
It's discriminatory, number one, I think, a little bit. Two, yes, it does defeat the purpose. Because I say it's discriminatory because, let me explain.
Why you say it.
Because there are businesses that we know that are west of Troost that are not BOBs, okay? And we know there are several that are east of Troost that are.
Yeah.
So it's like I can hop on the streetcar, okay, for free, and go get some of these single shot alcohol containers, and then I can just hop back off the streetcar, go walk east to where I was. So it's like I just think if we're gonna ban these things,
ban it
across the board, dog.
Yeah.
I think that's only fair. That's all.
I get that.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm assuming the idea is that people are not gonna take their lengths to do all of that.
Yeah, okay. Where there's a will, there's
see.
A way.
Yeah, and I mean, people, yeah, we, and a yeah, lot absolutely.
Of people, and these people that we're talking about, they ain't got none but time.
Yeah. They gonna get back, either they see what happens and they gonna get back in the lab.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, yo, shout out to everybody who's locking us down on that app, tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. Love and appreciate you for that. And the cousins, shout out to you who's watching us on the stream. We acting a fool inside the studio, inside Facebook, YouTube, and on Twitch at Hot 103 Jams. And you're listening the old school way. Thank you so much for driving down I-70 because we know it's packed. Or you on Bruce R. Watkins right now, passing 59th Street. Slow watch down. Out for them traffic lights, dog. Wherever you are, however you listening, thank you so much for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine. Love and appreciate you for that because you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Yes, we do. Oh, I love it, D. Come on, let's get it.
Shy, booyah,
shout out, Christ. It's that 7-Eleven roll call right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Shout out to the cousins that's been hitting that line per usual. Big love to the Kirkwood and Solomon family. What's up, Chef Taco? Good morning to everyone sent over from one of our cousins from the 913. She said, shout out to my sis, Mia Morris. Her B-Day is this week, Big 25. Yeah, we outside for you.
Big shout out to Sabria. What's up?
Yep, the most nonchalant people in the world, but we still love you. Hey, Miss Cindy, girl, what's going on?
Oh,
Lord, she up in these comments like it's the DM.
Where you going to get banned from today, Miss Cindy?
She said, man, where them daddies at? Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
That's how you feeling on a Taco Tuesday?
Staying away from you.
Shout out to Champagne, Peyton, Aubrey. We sending also a happy early birthday to our cousins. Big love to Chase and Gracie, Nia, Caleb, Justin. Shout out to Miss Calhoun's class over at Tober Academy as they start their map test in the day.
Okay.
Big scholars, big dollars. I like that.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Major shout out to Mr. White. Sending some love to all of his students over at Allen Village. You're going to do your thing today. State testing. Yeah. Put y'all work test. In. Also, big love to Carmen Nard. Hey, cousin. She said today is going to be a beautiful day. Send us some love to Jameer, Messiah, Nova, Kenyon. Have a great day at school. Anastasia Jackson, what'd he do? She sending us some love on this Taco Tuesday. Adrian White, what's going on? Sending some love to Dobbs, Dolphins Elementary School, and Hickman Mills. Map testing going down. We sending love to all our babies. Stacey Davis, what it do? Rich Harris, as always, sending us a happy Taco Tuesday. Brandon Blake, what it do? Appreciate you on the Twitter side.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 82. Currently, it is 60 at the Truman Library. Mary J. Blige sat down in a recent interview and said back in 1994, yeah, that My Life era, she said she was a straight-up monster.
I used to be a monster. Like, what? 1994, Mary was horrible. Early on, it was like, shut up. You see it on the interviews, right? That's rude and ungrateful. I grew up.
Yeah.
I used to treat people so bad that on the No More Drama album, this is where my turn started to turn.
Okay.
I said, before I release this album, I need for someone to line up every person that I ever was disrespectful to. And I apologize to every last one of those people.
That's growth.
Growth looks good on you. Like I say on Motivational Minute. Nah, man, it's something to recognize yourself and see the mistakes you made. Glad she got to that point, man. Because yeah. She was going through a lot in 94. Look, she's y'all know she was, it was Ike and Tina's situation with her and Casey from Jodeci. She was looked at as a generational talent at the time, as a shifter in music because of her combining hip-hop and R&B and stuff at the time. So, yeah, she had a lot on her plate.
Have you ever had a moment where you actually had to go back and maybe apologize to people?
D, I'm look, man, y'all, I'm in the middle of a transformation, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And so I identify with that. So,
yeah, that's real. Other news. Young rapper, I was going to say singer, I guess kind of singer, young rapper Jack Harlow. He's been getting some backlash because he dropped not that long ago a neo-soul project. Now, we know them more so in the rapper space. Since then, Tyrese was asked about Jack Harlow, who he had no idea about. He gave a little bit, he received a little bit of context, and here it is.
So look, Jack Harlow, if you get this message, listen to Beautiful Pain. That's R&B. That's R&B soul. That's your blueprint. Those are the shoulders to stand on. Don't worry about being a white boy trying to sing R&B because there's a lot of white people in the Justin Timberlake legend, like so many legends. David Foster.
Justin Timberlake was the first guy you mentioned? and not John B. What are we talking about, dog?
I think he mentioned John.
Excuse me?
He might have mentioned John in that.
Oh, later on he made he made a list. Okay.
Yeah, it was a laundry list. I think he like quickly, but you know.
Just say, come on, sing.
That's that R&B shining coming out right there.
Say I do. I do. Oh yeah, that's my jam right there, boy.
Whoop. Jack Harlow, do your big one. You got your blueprint.
Nah, don't do that.
Get in, tap into it, my
boy. Don't do that one. Stay in your bag. That's not in your bag, dog.
It's your boy, Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103.10.
The FIFA Fan Festival in Kansas City, look, they got it lit coming up in June, y'all. So they revealed the musical entertainment lineup that's going to be happening in June. Okay, so they're going to have, of course, the Kane Tech 9 June 12th.
Got to.
The Chainsmokers June 13th. Uh-huh. Florida June 19th on Juneteenth. Okay. DJ Malski June 19th. Also, they'll have local DJs as well. Tech 9, he'll be back July 11th. And the All-American Rejects, if you're into that type of thing, on July 11th too. There are several other acts listed in festival lineups. Look, man, things are subject to change, but man, they pouring a lot into this FIFA Fan Festival, D.
And you mentioned some local acts. No, we got some real close people that are tapped in with Hustle.
I think Doop is in there.
Yes, absolutely. Shout out to DJ Doop. She'll be spinning.
The Doopster.
Shout out to Vinyl Richie. He'll be spinning.
Ice Cold and DJ Joe, I think.
Yeah, they'll be in the rotation too. Dom Chronicles, G Wiz, Max Groove, like this is big. Shout out to Gio too. I see him in the rotation. Any of the other DJs we might have missed, look, we see you, and shout out to you for doing your big one, because that's major.
It. Yes, it is. All right, y'all, it's time to check in with Stacey Shaw. She knows a lot. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning. We're going to talk about what happens if you get subpoenaed to be a witness. We'll be right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
It's time to toss it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning. What you got?
We're going to be talking about what happens when you get subpoenaed to testify in a case as a witness. There are two types of cases that you can get subpoenaed to testify on. A civil case, which is talking about some sort of dispute between people, usually involving money, property, items, or rights, or a criminal case where somebody's charged with a crime. Now, these are two different ways that the subpoena can be handled. If it's a criminal case and you are the victim of a crime, if you don't show up, then the charges could be dismissed against the other person. You most often see this in municipal court where people are charged with assault or domestic violence. And so if the other person didn't want to press charges, they don't show up, then the case is just dismissed. But if it's a more serious case, if it's a felony case and the state is really wanting to move forward with the case, if you don't show up, they could do what's called put a body attachment on you. And so that's just like a warrant where they subpoena you. You are required to come into court and they are going to take the extra step by asking the judge to basically put a warrant out on you and then compel you to come. That attachment is important and they could do that in a different type of case. Now, I've not seen that in a civil case, but anytime you are subpoenaed to come before the court, that is a court order that compels you to come. I've been subpoenaed as a witness in a case. And if you ignore the subpoena in municipal court, they're probably not going to come after you, but they have the option to. It's any other case, especially in federal court and circuit court, you want to make special sure that you are obeying the subpoena because it could be very serious consequences. Talk to the prosecutor because it is common where people don't go to court, but there always can be consequences. So before you don't show up, make sure you know your rights and make sure you are comfortable with facing the consequences of it. So if you've got questions about this or something else, you can always give us a call at 816-359-1877. You can find us online at Stacey Shaw Law or on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law. Make sure to pop on over to KPRT for Faith Justice Victory. We are going to be going over this subject And a few more things. Also, remember to pour into a child today. And the one verse that I was really struggling with, and I'm going to leave this with you all, is Matthew 18, verse 15. And so if you have someone that you're needing to forgive, go ahead and take a chance and do it. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
Hey, yo, Hot 103 Jams, yo, we serving up a concert combo winning week. Listen and get qualified for a chance to win free tickets to see Don Toliver at the Octane Tour, hip-hop legend Cypress Hill at the Once Upon a Time in the Summer Tour, and tickets to Tacos and Tequila. Plus, you win $100 in Jazz Bucks so you can eat good before one of the shows. You might get tickets to three, but you're only going to eat before one of the shows. Listen in for that concert combo keyword and get qualified to win only from Kansas City. Number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Ain't nobody hooking you up like us right here on Hot 103 Jams. Throw box. Okay.
Okay, flies.
Throw bike. That's what that bike would be.
I was so confused as a kid. I'm like, bike? What does that mean?
Bike. Speaking of tacos, it is Taco Tuesday!
Taco Tuesday!
Having a little bit too much fun over there.
And just in time for it being Taco Tuesday, the famous La Tierra taco shells back on store shelves. They was back on yesterday, D. And they're available nationwide now at Walmart after General Mills purchased them for about $10 million. Now, this is born and raised in Gladstone, and they nationwide now. So they talking about people was camping out at 6 a.m. for these taco shells. Now,
heard about it, and I was pissed because I tried to order some yesterday.
Oh, you wasn't able to get none?
No.
Oh. Well, they said, look, the shelves are already empty. A restock is coming soon, so you can enjoy your Taco Tuesday.
You need to put some phone calls in and ask when soon is.
You know what you should do? Just, okay, because the La Tierra taco shells are done now for a second because the shelves are light. You should just go get you some low carb or zero carb taco shell.
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
No, you can do that. See? I want the right.
Don't put your diet restrictions on me.
Right. How you going to put that on me and my cousins?
I want all the carbs.
He want the cousins to, you know.
I'm just trying to help people out. That's
we
all.
Want La Tierra taco shells. Okay. But half the other cousins camped outside like a new pair of J's.
Yeah, new pair of taco shells. A new pair of shells. How about that?
Today is Taco Tuesday!
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:23 on your time. It's a high of 82. Currently, it is 62 at Hyde Park. Singer Candy Burris is showing some extra love to Missy Elliott after she invited friends and family to a private screening of the upcoming Michael film.
And when I tell y'all I watched it, I felt like I was at a concert the whole time. The movie was amazing. Even my son, Ace, he was watching it and he was like, Mom, I want to be like Michael Jackson when I get older. But the thing that I thought was so cool was, I believe it's Michael Jackson's nephew plays him in this movie. And when I tell you, he deserves an award. He deserves an award because I thought, and not that I thought, I knew it wasn't him, but I felt like I was watching Michael Jackson.
I'll be the judge of that. We'll see. I can't wait, though. I have high expectations for this movie, and I think it's going to be great. From all the trailers and all the reviews I've heard and seen, looks fantastic.
Do you have your tickets yet?
No, I'm probably going to wait. I'm going to wait a couple weeks. A couple weeks? Yeah, I don't like to go out when
you think
everybody else
is
there.
Do you think that it's going to dial down, though?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, normally people be like, oh, I might wait. Well, a couple weeks, but I think that people are going to be going back to see this. I mean, people are diehard MJ fans.
I'm going to wait till it die down.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's going to die down. And it ain't going to be in the movies forever.
We'll see.
You got your white glove?
It'll be there for at least a month or so.
It better.
A month and a half.
Because I hate when the movies are only there for a week. Well,
I know they're revisiting that. Like, they're trying to make movies stay in the movie theaters a little longer. Yeah. Yeah. Because I know recently it's only been like 3-4 weeks or something stupid like that. Like, yo, come on. We need time to digest it.
And then they're like, boom, Amazon Prime has
you know
it ready
saying?
For you.
Yeah, it'd be just like that. But yeah, I'm going to wait a few weeks because I don't like to be in
congested movie theaters.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't know. I'm gonna come with my MJ, my Jerry curl, and my like.
Okay,
my
see, I ain't doing all
no,
that.
No, you gotta do the full get up this Friday. I think you and I should put on like our best MJ.
Tell you what,
let's do that.
If you had movie tickets this Friday, I would go with you, and I would dress up in the whole thing. I really would.
Okay. I'll see what I can. I'll see what I can come up with.
Okay.
Another quick headline for you. Future the rapper, Future Hendrix. He's facing fresh allegations from his ex, Brittany Mealy, his former baby mama. It was actually his first one. She claims that the rapper has not seen their 13-year-old son, Prince, in more than 16 months amid their ongoing legal battle. This is also according to TMZ. So she laid out and submitted an entire letter to the court, and I know that she reportedly pushed back on any suggestions that she blocked access, saying that, quote, she has not blocked access in any way, shape, or form. So they're going, dealing with all of that stuff. It's unfortunate, but it's kind of on brand for Future, unfortunately.
On brand.
I mean, that's the music. That's what he's talking about. Music.
No. I'm agreeing with you 100%.
Yeah,
I'm just
saying, it's unfortunate.
I got something worse than that. This is the singular problem in our community. And it's like, we celebrate people like him who do these things and make it comfortable and cool for them. We need to make it uncomfortable for deadbeats.
Let's ride. That's the morning,
guys. Shout out to Russell Wilson.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those hardworking, loyal, and independent Taurus.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to pop singer from the hit group Mindless Behavior. Happy birthday, Princeton. Happy birthday to actor and personality Alfonso McAuley. Sending some big birthday love to TV and movie actor Brian J. White. Sending over a happy birthday to TV actor who's been on Matlock, NYPD Blue, and many other hit TV series. Happy birthday to Eric King. Sending over some birthday love to TV personality, attorney, and a former contestant of The Bachelor. Happy birthday to Rachel Lindsay. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to actor, model, entertainment reporter, and personality. He spent almost a decade at 106 and Park. Happy birthday to Terrence J.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Lionel Barron, Amber Elder, and Joshua Ramirez. Happy birthday, Bernita Cooper, Natasha Warren, and Ramsey Williams Sr. Happy birthday, Nicole Sarita, Raphael Green, and my dog, D Major Picasso. Plus, sending birthday love to J. Dot Bentley and everybody else born on April 21st. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousin. This is Shantae.
Hey, Shantae. What you doing on this Taco Tuesday?
Laundry.
Yeah, okay. Get to it.
Not a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
What flavor air freshener you got in your car since you like to smell good?
Straw melon.
You said who?
Yeah.
Straw melon.
Straw melon.
Yeah,
like
I used to work at a
disco,
so it was one of those car air
freshers. Still celebrating 420.
No, that was my wedding anniversary, yes.
Period. Oh,
okay, congratulations.
Y'all take it serious over there. Strict household.
Thank you.
All right, cousin, look, we got a shot to get you hooked up with this $20 gas card courtesy of T.I., but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
I'm a girl, I'm home with the chrome right in front of that. 5K stone with the platinum all up under that. Rap beef, I ain't gonna participate in none of that. I'm aiming at your fitted cap, and you ain't gonna want none of that.
I'ma blow him up the map ASAP. Ask anybody who run in KC, bet they finna save me ASAP.
Every edition.
Yikes. I told you it was gonna be a little tricky.
I told you. Everybody don't know that one how we
yeah,
do.
Yeah, she got it.
I can't sing it the way he got it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying.
Absolutely. All good, cousin. All right, you getting that hookup. You getting that gas card. You going to keep it for yourself. You going to give it to somebody else.
I'll keep it to myself.
You said that quick. Dang, let me get the question out.
All right, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is hooking you up.
Hustle and Shine.